Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Make your silly underdog picks for your chance to win weekly prizes. You can play at thegamenashville.com or on the 102.5 The Game app. Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Let's say hello to our man Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, joins us every week. Lee, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You guys should have let me know you were in Miami. Would have taken you guys to Joe Stonecraft's.
Oh, yeah. We missed that one, didn't we? With that, yeah, what a game we saw Monday night.
Good for you guys, not good for us.
No, and unexpected for sure. But holidays around the corner, ParamountSports.com, and you got some picks. We're going to hit some bowl games and also the NFL this weekend. So let's get it started with the what I'm dubbing the left out of the playoff bowl, Georgia and FSU.
So I heard some conspiracy theorists talking about how what Florida State should do is go through warm-ups, get in the tunnel, and then not go on the field. Get in the bus and leave, and not play the game. If you're going to do that, you're a head coach, and that takes some you-know-what, I would make sure I consult with my school president before I did something like that. They got the short end of the stick, certainly. But no one wanted to see them play against any of the other three teams in the semifinals. Here's the problem for them, and their defense is still good. They rank third nationally. They have 45 sacks. But Georgia, I just think, has too much firepower. Carson Beck playing at a high level, except for FSU facing Jaden Daniels. They did not face a top 50 quarterback the entire season. No Jordan Travis, as we know. Johnny Wilson, he opted out. That's 41 catches. No Keon Coleman, that's 50 catches. Those two combined for 13 touchdowns. I think the offense is too one-dimensional. I don't see a path to win the game. And once they fall behind, they throw the football, they are going to be in trouble. These have no motivation, too. That's very important when you look at bowl games. And Georgia's recruiting a bunch of high-level kids from South Florida. I know they're going to have a huge contingent at the game. I like Georgia, 38-10.
Okay. The next one, we got Tennessee and Iowa. Tennessee, an 8-point favorite.
Talk about another bad offense. They're going to have trouble here. I mean, Iowa, the only way they really score is maybe a turnover. They lost their best player on their team, a guy that I think is going to even be a good NFL player, and I'm talking about their high-level cornerback, a kid that does it all, Cooper DeJean. Lockdown, he can lock down one side of the field, shut down a receiver, and he's a great punt returner. Without him, gone with an ACL injury, I don't see how they score because Tennessee just doesn't turn the ball over. The one best thing that Joe Milton does, if he doesn't see anyone open, sometimes just eats it and lives to fight another day here. I think the special teams are good enough to negate Iowa here. Over-under on Iowa scoring is 3.5 points here. Tennessee, 20-6.
All right, then we got in the semifinal, Texas, a 4-point favorite against Washington.
I think this is the easier of the two games. I think that Washington just did not face the level of competition that Texas did. Texas going on the road, beating Alabama, proved a lot to me. Quinn Ewers finally back to 100%. That offensive line is very underrated of Texas. Doesn't matter who's running behind them. And then once you get inside the 20 against them, the windows get very tight. And I think Washington's kind of a tough time scoring touchdowns instead of field goals. It's going to be like 85-15 as far as home field advantage for Texas. I think Texas wins this game easy, 38-28.
Yep, I agree with you on that. I'm curious of where you go with this one. In the other semifinal game, Michigan 1.5 against Alabama.
So I went against Michigan each of the last 2 years and felt strongly about it. I think they might be able to turn it around. I think they're patient on offense. They give you what you take them and present to them. J.J. McCarthy's not going to turn the ball over, makes throws, and let's say it's 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6. He'll sometimes run for it, get a first down. Blake Corm under the radar. 1 point last year, I thought he was going to win the Heisman. He was that good. Their offensive line, I think, is going to dominate the Alabama defensive line. And Alabama, they lost to Texas at home and were not competitive. They barely beat South Florida, should have lost to Auburn. They just happened to play their best game last game. I don't think they can duplicate it here. And Michigan, only 26 penalty yards per game. That's it. Number one in the country. They are that disciplined. Alabama under Nick Saban, 8-20 against the spread versus teams that average 42 or fewer penalty yards per game. I think Michigan gets over the hump finally. Michigan, 27-20.
And then this weekend in the NFL, in our city, the Titans, 2.5-point favorite against the Houston Texans.
I think Houston's done. I mean, I think they've been exposed, and then on top of that, the injury. C.J. Stroud, I'm hearing, will probably not play. So he is not out of concussion protocol. I'm hearing he's not even that close. I'm putting it at like 15-20% that he plays in this game. And, you know, their receivers are down, one of their top two receivers. Your other receivers, a game-time decision. I don't think they can dominate on the offensive or defensive line. And I thought the Tennessee's, their back end, did a really good job covering the Miami receivers, had a great game plan. I think they win this game here, 23-13.
And then your free play, if you call, is Baltimore -3.5 against Jacksonville. Very intrigued by this one.
Yeah, huge game here. Playoff implications, home field advantage. Anyone wants to get this game? I'm going to give this game to the first five callers. I have a real strong opinion on this game. Just call 800-400-9741. Give you this game for free. 800-400-9741. And how big of a weekend is it here at Paramount Sports? Maybe the biggest ever. We're winning in all three sports. You want to try out football, basketball, or hockey? $100 for 10 days. We also have what's called Double Down December. We've only had two losing Sundays. You can get the entire month of December through the 31st, 3 weeks of the NFL. There's 36 bowl games starting tomorrow through the 31st. We'll probably have selections on 20 to 23 of them. Normally $397, not even $297. Lowest price ever. If you've never been involved, love to have you aboard. Think we can win for you, and you'll be happy and build a bankroll. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, I know we'll be talking to you a little bit before the Super Bowl, but happy holidays to you and the family, and we've really enjoyed all the picks this year.
Yeah, I want to wish everyone there and you and your family and your staff and all the listeners out there a happy, healthy, and a safe holiday season. And we'll reconvene the Friday before the Super Bowl. I'll give you my prediction on the Super Bowl, my top 10 prop plays, and my daughter, who's a singer, she sings national anthems for a lot of NFL teams and also basketball teams. She has correctly predicted the over-under on the national anthem 10 straight years. She's going to go for her 10th, 11th straight year. I'll give you her prediction also.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. So we will talk then. Have a good one.
Sounds good. Take care.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Check it out. And you can follow him on X at Paramount Sports as well. We will give our final thoughts on the Titans and Texans and the weekend of sports. And America's favorite game, celebrity birthdays, that is coming up. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan this Sunday for Vanderbilt women's basketball. The Commodores will be at home against Lipscomb, and tip-off is at 1, pregame at 12:45. Coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and 94.9thefan.com. Celebrity birthdays next, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.